This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Hey, an unusual pitch for how to decrease teenagers' vaping in New South Wales has been heard by a government inquiry. Dr. Colin Mendelson. He knows his stuff, Cole. But he's come out, this is an interesting one, because he's saying that at schools, if you want to wean kids off the vaping, you've got to find vaping areas that they can do it. So a designated outdoor vaping area that students that are suffering from withdrawals, because this is what they'll go through. They'll have withdrawals. It's like, not as easy
like
as just,
any nicotine.
Just get off the vapes. You just can't get off the vapes, Kate.
Depends how long you've been vaping for.
So, yeah, but that's what you've got to commit to, the withdrawals. If you commit to the smoking, you've got to commit to the withdrawals to get out the other side.
Yeah, but you know what? If there's a vaping area at a school, as if the other kids aren't going to get stuck into those kids that are just vaping from the outside. I suppose it's not going to be like a fenced off area.
It could be like in the airports where it's a glass
smoker's
box.
Room.
It would be. But you have to, he said, have to register for the area. So you have to register through the school saying, I'm trying to get off vaping. I don't want to vape anymore. So can I have a quick little suck over here during lunchtime and I can slowly wean myself off it?
Is the argument that if you have a designated area and time to do it, that like in class you won't have it in your pocket or in your hoodie and do it all day?
Sneak it up your sleeve, man.
It's you know what? There's a story that I need to get a very good friend on the show.
Yeah.
Robert Crash Craddock. He's one of the best sports journalists this country's ever produced, and he's a good friend of mine. He joins us now. Crash, welcome to the show, buddy.
How are you, Fitzy? Whipper, Kate. Nice start to the day to join you.
Crash, thanks for coming on, buddy. It's an honour to have you on the show.
I'll cut it out. I was with Fitzy last night. We had a terrific time on the back page full of crazy old yarns, and I'm back in Brisbane now, but it's an interesting topic, isn't it, the vaping one? It really is.
It is, and Crash, I want to know, they're thinking about having designated vaping areas here at school, but Crash, you told me a story. You had a different thing at your high school growing up. Can you tell the guys what happened at your school?
Yeah, well, it was at Frawley College, and we were allowed to smoke back in the 80s in our last year because the teachers were sick of picking up cigarette butts out of the urinals, and they said, all right, there's no warehouse smoke there. So, Fitzy, my best mate used to arrive at school. I sat beside him. He had a packet of Benson and Hedges extra mould in his pocket, top pocket every day. You could see it in the classroom.
Yeah.
But we developed the mannerisms, too, of smokers. I was an asthmatic. What an idiot. But the same time I would smoke, and I always remember going, taking the big jaw back, going, God, chemistry sucks.
Like you were Kerry Packer.
Crash, you said to me that you actually hated smoking, but because it was legal at school and everyone did it, you just smoked.
Oh, well, you did. And honestly, my head used to... I remember having one before an English exam, and my head was just spinning because I was an asthmatic with small lungs. Fitzy, what was I thinking? What an idiot.
I mean,
but it's funny how, Kate, the more you have, the more you want. When they said you could smoke at the warehouse, a few of us said, oh, can we smoke in class as well? And they said, are you idiots? And we thought, oh, God, you're so straighty 180 not letting us do that, you know? So
I thought you were going to say that you had an ashtray on your desk.
Oh, my God. Crash, the combination of nicotine and Ventolin is just beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No wonder my marks were so poor at school. But it was an interesting time. But I guess one relevant point was, none of my mates that smoked at school smoked after school. Like,
right.
It was almost as if the novelty had passed through them.
Yeah.
And I thought of that when you were talking about the vaping and the vaping areas. Like, people said, I've heard people say, gee, I bet you that started a lot of people off on the wrong foot at school smoking. Actually, believe it or not, it went the other way.
Yeah, right.
Because they got it out of their system.
You even said there was a great footballer from the Brisbane Broncos that was at your school that used to smoke as well, Crash.
Yeah, a guy, Petro Sivanisiva, long, and he played more than 300 games for the club, and just an iron man. And he, when I see him, I always say to him, hey, were they still smoking when you were in grade 12? He said, yes. And when I tell the story, no one believes me.
He said,
you're the only person who I could talk to about it. Because when you say, oh, yeah, we smoked they smoked in grade 12. I'm not sure whether he did. But he said it was still a big thing then. But that was their last year when they decided enough was enough.
I'll bring it back one day,
just
mate.
Before you go, Crash, you're off the darts now, aren't you? No more smoking for Crash Craddock?
No, I haven't had one for about 40 years, but I've got to say this, though. It was that they were, back in the 80s, like the where you were sitting now in a studio, there would be three people smoking at any given time. I sit in a newsroom at work where at any given time, with no windows, there would have been 25 people.
I know. Oh. It's hilarious. I've told that story too, I think, back at Channel 7 in the day. The cameraman even doing the news would before they go to the news, they'd go live for the news, but they'd put their cigarette out on the camera before they went live.
Oh, my God.
And the last bastion was Shane Warne, who at every cricket ground in Australia, Warne had his little smoking area where he'd sneak into a room and someone would give him a wink and a nudge and say, in there, Warne, and away he'd go for a little secret puff.
Well done, Crash. Love Thanks it, for Crash. Coming on the show. Love
Thank
you, buddy.
You.
Pleasure. Catch you soon. Thanks Good. A lot.
See you, mate. Take care.
Well done.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.